Well, hello there. Just a little update on my status. Today is the 14th of December, 2017. And today is the release of Star Wars The Last Jedi. Rish texted me earlier and wanted to have a call, phone call, but I was in the middle of work. I'm down here in California. Been down here for about 3 weeks, just under 3 weeks, trying to start up part of the project that I'm on. And generally successful, but I've just been trying. Today I spent the day just trying to get out and get home, drive home. And now I am, but it's later in the day. It's in the afternoon. And so I got set up with my hands free, stuff on my phone, and texted Rish, "Do you want to talk now?" And he texts back, "Force Awakens is starting." I'm like, oh, crap. He's watching a double feature of Force Awakens and The Last Jedi. And here I am. I'm going to be on the road for 8 hours. Well, less than that now. But I'll be on the road for 8 hours today trying to get home. And I will not be seeing the movie today. And you know what? I don't know if I'll see it tomorrow or the next day either. There's a lot of things going on. And I haven't seen my family for a while. I know, what better way to say hello to my family than going taking them to the theater? But, you know, my oldest daughter is older now. She has to work and stuff. So I'd like to take the whole family and see it. And I don't know what the demand is. I mean, I'm sure it's pretty high. You know, I don't even know if I can buy tickets for today's show. So I don't think I'm going to get there. I don't know, maybe this weekend, maybe next week, we'll have to see. Definitely not going to be watching anything on the internet or talking to Rish or talking to anybody. But I have been able to remain spoiler-free for the most part. I saw the teaser trailer. I know there's porgs, I know there's crystal foxes, I know that there's walkers. I know that there's X-Wings. Yeah, I know. I know the people that are going to be in it. However, I don't know. I guess Rish and I really haven't talked about what we're most excited to see or find out. It's kind of interesting that we haven't had that conversation, at least on air, on the podcast. But I'm excited to see what Lorna Dern's character, who she is, what she's doing. You know, it might not be a major part. It might be pretty minor. I'm interested to see what goes on with Finn. And what's the name of the... He ends up on an adventure with this mechanic girl. I can't think of her name. See, I don't know anything about the movie. That's a good thing. Let's see, what else am I excited? You know, I'm excited to see what's going to happen with Kylo Ren. You know, how he's going to react to killing his father. If that's going to have any repercussions on his soul. You know, what that's going to be. I'm interested to see what Luke means by saying, you know, it's time for the Jedi to end. I guess I can say at this point, and if you don't want to listen to this and consider it a spoiler, I think Luke might end up going to the dark side. But I kind of doubt it. I kind of think he might be just being very jaded and cynical and not a Jedi necessarily. But not a Sith per se either. Again, this is all without knowledge of anything that's in the movie. The movie's playing, but I'm driving, so this is not a spoiler. And I haven't really heard anything specifically about that, but it is something that has crossed my mind. So I'll be interested to see how right I am, and I might try to get this up. Tomorrow or today. I don't know. Today might be rough. Anyway, I just wanted to record the fact that Rish is in a theater watching Force Awakens followed by The Last Jedi, and I'm driving on a California freeway headed north. I don't know if I'm complaining or just sharing disappointments in my life or what, but there you go. This is where I'm at. Anyway, I'll make this super short. See you later. May the force be with you, I guess. Rish, I'm excited for you, but I'm also very envious. I wish I was with you. Well, to add insult to injury, on my way home, while Rish is watching The Last Jedi, I missed an exit. I ended up having to go through Sacramento right at peak traffic time, and it sucks, man. But I should say and give Rish credit. One of the things that is keeping me company as I'm driving is Rish got me access to the audiobook version of the anthology From a Certain Point of View, or is it just A Certain Point of View? And I've been listening to that as I've been driving, and it's been enjoyable for the most part. So I know that's something that Rish and I will talk to you on a future episode, but right now, it's the only thing keeping me sane. So I just thought I'd give you that little update. Maybe I'll give you more as we go along. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Well, here I am again. Still traveling home from California. It's the next day. I stopped and spent the night along the way because I was feeling really tired and run down. And actually got sick throughout the night. So I'm not feeling very well today, but I'm still traveling back to Oregon. And I still haven't seen Star Wars The Last Jedi. I'm out of the loop. I'm not with y'all out there watching the movie. I know not everybody sees it on the first weekend, but I'd really like to be a part of that. But didn't plan well enough, and just things get in the way. I just wanted to give you an update that I still have not seen The Last Jedi. Rish has. He texted me last night. Rish says, "Can't wait to talk to you about it. Though it does cause me to rethink my Time for Sorrows story." That's the story that Rish talked about writing after the first Star Wars movie, with Luke and Leia kind of reconciling with the things that they've lost and Leia's grief and evacuation, I guess, of the Yavin base. And so that's interesting. So he can't wait to talk to me about it, and I can't wait to talk to him about it either, but unfortunately I haven't seen the movie yet. I'm for somebody that has a podcast that talks about Star Wars specifically, I'm not out there seeing it. I'm trying to remember for The Force Awakens if I actually saw it on the opening. I know I saw it the opening weekend, but I think I waited till Saturday. I think I had tickets for Saturday, but I had bought tickets ahead of time. I really, this time with just so much else going on, I didn't have time to consider that. So, and then after I see it, we're going to have to get together with Rish. I'm going to have to get together with Rish and talk about it. And it's kind of become a tradition to discuss this with Renee Chambliss and Big Anklevich as well, to have a four-person panel on what we thought of the movie. I haven't reached out to either Big or Renee at this point, but I will do that. And we'll probably get together next week sometime, hopefully, if I've seen it and everybody else has seen it. So anyway, I don't think there'll be any more updates from me on my status here. Maybe every day I don't see it, I'll update my status that I have not seen the movie. But I thought it'd be fun to, since I have the time to record this silly little nonsense, just put this up. I just barely, last night, put up the episode about the Leia novel and Forces of Destiny and all that kind of stuff. So I figured I'd put this up a couple days later and just give you an update, let you know that I haven't seen the movie yet. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying your weekend. I hope you're enjoying Star Wars. And another reason I'm looking forward to seeing it is so I don't have to avoid watching TV or watching the internet or, just be on alert not to see anything about The Last Jedi. So I can just relax. I can seek things out if I want to and listen to other people's reactions and thoughts and all that kind of stuff. So, until later then, bye-bye now.